My name's Stuart Morris. I'm going to explain to you a little bit about generalized anxiety disorder. So, GAD can make your day-to-day life a real struggle. If you're constantly worrying about the past or the present difficulties, or about things that might go wrong, it becomes hard to think straight or to keep things in perspective. Some people with generalized anxiety say it feels like their mind's constantly on the go, non-stop, worrying all the time. And the tiniest mishap can set them off worrying. But sometimes anxiety can seem to come out of nowhere. I work with some clients who had disrupted sleep, where they wake up in the middle of the night feeling anxious, and they weren't even sure what they're anxious about. And then the physical symptoms, heartbeat rating really quick, headaches, breathing difficulties, sweating, nausea, free-floating anxiety, almost feel sometimes like you're out of your own body. Horrible feelings. And in evolutionary terms, any anxiety that a person experiences is a straightforward physical process. The body is simply getting ready to either fight predator or run away. And our nervous system evolved over millions of years to respond to potential threats, like an encounter with a lion, by speeding up our breathing and heart rate, releasing adrenaline and cortisol into the bloodstream, and diverting resources to the muscles to prepare us for immediate fight or rapid escape. In fact, it's probably more appropriate to call this process muscle priming response rather than anxiety. But while this muscle priming is very useful for escaping a hungry lion, it's less than helpful when we're dealing with many of the challenges of modern life, such as managing your money, dealing with conflict at work or at home, or sitting in endless traffic jams, or just the sheer amount of work that you have to do. And it has a number of negative side effects if it goes on for too long. One consequence of long-term anxiety is that it can suppress a person's immune system, so they catch more colds, may have digestive problems. And this is because, as far as the body's concerned, there's a lion about to attack. So fighting off a cold or digesting lunch can wait till later. Another consequence is that they find it difficult to think clearly and rationally, especially when you're anxious, because the muscle priming response is about to make very quick life or death decisions to escape from physical danger, not to carefully analyze the situation in depth and planning for the long term. So we know that hypnosis is an excellent method for calming down inappropriate anxiety, because in hypnosis it's easy to relax very, very deeply. And from that state of relaxation, we can retrain your mind and body to feel calmer in the situations that once would have caused you to worry. There are other number of tried and tested principles we can use, like EFT, some Psych-K, NLP, and even some muscle work, some body relaxation. And all of these things will make a huge difference to you in eliminating your anxiety on a day-to-day basis. So the truth is, I've suffered with anxiety all of my life, and that's why I'm almost an expert really in these areas, because I've experienced it in so many different ways, and I've learned some amazing skills that I can pass on to you that will help you eliminate your anxiety, change the way you live your life. And they are really good. We know much more about the mind now than we used to. So I would suggest to you, if you're suffering with anxiety, come in and have an initial session with me. You'll know in that first session whether it's going to work for you. And so will I. But the chances are you're going to come away feeling better, more relaxed, more calmer. And so give me a call, if you want to book in or just have a chat with me, and we take it from there. Thanks very much. See you soon.